The March Madness basketball tournament certainly brought some madness this year. The men's side wrapped up last night in dramatic fashion.
And here we go. They go to Love. Love's going to be the one to take it. Puts up the shot. It's off! The game is over! And Kansas completes the biggest championship comeback all time.
And the women's championship game Sunday brought redemption for the South Carolina team. Joining us now is Meredith Cash, sports reporter for Insider. Hi there, Meredith.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So would you agree that last night was the biggest comeback victory, at least in the history of NCAA title games? Kansas was down 15 at halftime. Key players were in foul trouble. Biggest comeback?
For sure. I mean, it was pretty wild. If you were watching it live, it just didn't feel real as it was happening. And I think down until Caleb Love's last shot, which you just heard, I think North Carolina fans were probably thinking, oh, surely this isn't actually going to come to fruition. But Kansas's players stepped up in the second half and made it happen.
Now, Kansas fans don't always have this kind of victory to celebrate. In recent years, they've been seen as an underachieving number one seed. Two seasons ago, their championship dreams were put to bed by the pandemic. But their coach is now the first Kansas coach to win more than one title. That's Bill Self. What does he bring to the team in his coaching?
Sure, yeah. He's one of those coaches who I think really earns the trust and respect of his players. So when it comes to in-season play, they already have the rapport where he can really push them to get to their fullest potential. He's someone who puts his emphasis on defense. And, you know, as you said, he's the first Kansas coach, and Kansas is one of the blue bloods, one of the top programs in men's basketball to win multiple titles. So he's clearly a legend at this point, and he's one of the best there is in the game.
Another legendary coach is Coach K from Duke. That's Mike Krzyzewski, retiring now after 42 seasons. The Blue Devils lost in the semifinals, but he has a record 13 Final Fours as head coach and 6 gold medals coaching Team USA in the Olympics. I understand you're a Duke alumnus, Meredith. So how will your school remember Coach K?
Oh, man. I mean, he's been a legend walking across campus for a very long time. But I think the entire basketball world will remember him as someone who really shifted the game. I think outside of John Wooden, who is the legendary UCLA head coach who ran for so many consecutive championships a while back, he was the next legend coming into the game. You know, he has the most wins ever across men's and women's college basketball, 5 titles, and he, with this Final Four run, he bested Wooden with 13 Final Four appearances. So he's just a legend of the game. He's been at it for such a long time, and it'll be a long time, if ever, until someone reaches his level.
Now, we got to talk about the women. Last year, South Carolina star Aliyah Boston broke down in tears after missing a layup that would have brought her team to the finals. This year, tears of joy. Boston and her teammates beat UConn.
Everyone had a picture of me crying, but today we're national champions. And I need tears, Holly. I need tears. So if you guys want to smile, here you go. And we're national champions.
So what did South Carolina's Gamecocks do differently this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much it was a different approach, except for they brought most of their players back. They had a year more experience under their belts, and I think they knew what this moment looked like, right? They pushed back that hump of getting to the national championship game, and once they were there, they were not looking back. They didn't relinquish their lead one time, and they were just all eyes on the prize, and you could see it as they played.
Only about 30 seconds, but the head coach at South Carolina, Dawn Staley, herself a Hall of Fame player. What about her coaching is good?
Yeah, she's another coach just like Bill Self who really gains the trust of her players. Multiple of her players, current and former, have described her as a second mom. She's someone who has said herself she's not afraid of shying away from hard truths. And so I think that's part of coaching an exceptional team. We saw it with her.
Meredith Cash, sports reporter for Insider, talking about March Madness. Thanks so much.
Thank you.